Okay, Rabbi Isai, we were in the middle of a very complicated sugya here. Everything seemed poshut until we got into the sugya. Seemed to be a very benign memra. Where Rebbe says, Ochal Sofik Chelev. Veno Daloi, Rebbe Yehmer Keshem Shemevi Chatos, Akol Achas Vachas, Kach Mevi Yosham Toloi. Working? Anyway, kach maybe Hashem told you I'll call achas v'achas. So, and Rav Shimon says that his exeris hakosuv. That you don't bring an Asham Toli separate Asham Kliim is Exeris HaKosov, that you only bring one Asham Toli. That's the whole Gemara. Okay, so it sounds like Al Shigigos or Shigogag Afilu Al Shigogos Habe. So it seems to be a very Pashat Machlekes. Machlekes between Rebbe. Rebbe says that just like there's a din that you bring many chatois as long as you had a yedi in the middle, so too by Asham Toli. If you had a yedi in the middle, you bring several Asham Kluim. Simple. Rav Shimon agrees, Be'etzem. And Rebbe Yossi says, Rebbe Lezer, Rav Shimon Aimlim, Ein Midin, Elo Asham Toli Yechot Shenema Al Shigigose Asher Shogag Afilu Ashkogo Ishabe Nechaye Velachas. That's it. The Torah says you bring one. Really, that should be the end. That should be the end of the sugya. It's very simple. Logically, you should bring separate ones. Because since you had a Yedi in the middle, just like by a Chatas, every time you have a yediyah that triggers a chi of chatas, and you do the chet again, you have to bring another one. So by Hashem Toli, the same thing. Every time you have a yediyah that triggers another chi of Hashem Toli, you should bring a new Hashem Toli. It's very simple. You don't need a pasuk for this. It's simple. It's aleph beis. And that's why if you scrutinize the brisa, Rebbe doesn't bring a pasuk. Because it's logical. Kishem. That's Rebbe. On the other hand, there's a problem. On the other hand, the other Tanoim needed a pasuk. Because without a pasuk, It wouldn't have been shayach to say that you shouldn't bring a separate one. They had to bring a pasuk, because without a pasuk, avadi be chayev to bring several korbanos, because each time you had a yediyah sofik in the middle, you were chayev a new Hashem Toli. So Hashem Toli one, Hashem Toli two, each one chayev a separate Hashem Toli. It's pashut. So why is the Gemara have any struggle with this? But for some reason, Rav Zeira sees this as a chiddush, and then there's a debate about the chiddush. Rav Zeira comes, Rav Zeira says, "Kan shona Rebbe yediyah sofik mechalkes lachatoyes," meaning he sees this as a chiddush, even though when Rebbe said it, Rebbe didn't bring any pasuk for it. This is far, but for some reason Rav Zeira is making this into a chiddush, and then it becomes a debate. Rav Amar, ain't you dear Sefik Mechalkas Lachatois? If Zera comes and he says, Rebbe here is teaching us that Sefik Mechalkas Lachatois, Kilu Rebbe saying some kind of Chiddush. And Rav says, no, it's no Chiddush. Rav is saying it's no Chiddush. If Zera holds it's a Chiddush. Chiddush is that a Yediyah Sefik is called a Vada Yediyah. He's trying to make Rebbe's Chiddush much bigger than it is. Rebbe just said that you have to bring another Hashem Tali every time you find out that you did something which obligates you to bring an Hashem Tali. You have to bring another one. It's very simple. But Rav Zera decided to make a Chiddush out of it. And Rav Zera said that Kishen, that Rebbe was machadish, that a Yediyah Sefik works by Hashem Tov, it works by Echatas too. Basically, he's saying that Rebbe was really telling us that a Yediyah Sefik is like a Yediyah Zvadai. That's really what he's saying. That's the way Rav Zera sees Rebbe. Which is really a Pella. From the get-go, it's a Pella. Rebbe says, no. I don't see that. So Abaya comes and Abaya tells Rava, you have to say that. Because the Mishnah says clearly the Braisa, Chloe Shaldova, Kol Shechalukim L'chatois, Chalukim L'ashomis. So Abaya tells Rava, you have to learn like Rav Zera. You want to debate what Rebbe was saying, fine. But the fact is that the Braisa says clearly, Kol Shechalukim Chatoris, Chalukim, Hashomis, it's one thing. It's all the same halacha. From that, the Gemara jumped to Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur is B'mokom Hashem Toli, and we see that if you did something before Yom Kippur, you did something after Yom Kippur, you still bring two separate Chatoris, or one Chatos, depending on whether you had several Yediyas or one Yediyah. And if you hold that, whatever works for Hashem Toli, works for Echatas. So who are then? Yom Kippur should be Mechala, because Yom Kippur is like an Hashem Tali. So that just made, as we explained last week, that just made the difficulty of the Gemara even more difficult. Because the beginning step of the Gemara was saying, Yediyah Sofik is a Yediyah, is not a Yediyah. That's how the Gemara was starting. Right? Well, again, we didn't see how you pull in Yediyah Sefik from Hashem Tali to Yediyah Sefik to Echatas. That was very unclear, because Echatas needs a Yediyah Zvadai and Hashem Tali needs a Yediyah Sefik. They're inherently different, so you can't compare the two. But now the Gemara just brought it to a new level of difficulty. The Gemara said that if you hold Yediyah Sefik as a Mechalek, then Yom Kippur should also be a Mechalek. Because Yom Kippur is in the place of an Hashem Tali. I understand, but Yom Kippur is not a Yediyah. It's not a Yediyah. And Rashi tries to struggle with it, tries to give us a beer on this, but it's very, very unclear. He says, V'hava leik, Yediyah Sofik. Rashi says it's equivalent to Yediyah Sofik, even though you had no Yediyah at all. Okay, so there's really several different levels of difficulty in the Gemara, but the main nekuda that we have to clarify is why does the Gemara see a need to compare Chatos to an Oshem and the Yediyah aspect of it? That it should be the same kind of Yediyah. They're completely different, characteristically different. Not only that, the Yediyah that you have for a Chatos can't be Mechayev you an Oshem. Yediyah Chatos would pater you from an Asher. The classic Yediyah Chatos, which is that you find that you did a chet, you'd be pater from an Asher Toli. They're inherently different. If somebody found out he ate chelev, he'd be pater. So Yediyah Zvadai, you see, Yediyah Zvadai doesn't even work by an Asher Toli. Only Yediyah Sefik works by an Asher Toli. Which forces us to understand that the ideas of Hashem Toli and the ideas of Echatas have to be different. Because they can't be the same. Because characteristically, the idea that you get by when you chayev Echatas would pater you from an Hashem Toli. Somebody had a Suffolk Yediyah, right? Chayav Oshem Toli. If the, prior to bringing the Oshem Toli, he gets a Vada Yediyah, he becomes Potter from the Oshem Toli. Which means that the idea of Oshem Toli is a stira with the type of idea that you need for a Chatas Kavua. So why in the world does the Gemara hold that if Rebbe said that a Yediya Sofik is Mechalik for Hashomais, then it must be that that also works by a Chatas. Chatas' Yediya is completely different than Oshem's Yediya. Okay, so I think step one to analyze this is we have to be Mavaya when the Gemara says that a Sofik Yediyah is enough. So by Oshem Toli, as we said, it was very simple, it was elementary. By Oshem Toli, we understood it very simply because you chayv an Oshem Toli. So once you have a Yediyah that you ate a Sofik Chalev, You have to bring another one. That's why we explained why the other Tanoim needed this posik of Al Shigigosoi Asher Shogak. Because without that posik, then even they agree that you'd have to bring several Ashomais Tuluim. The only reason why they hold you don't have to bring Ashomais Tuluim, because there's a posik, Al Shigigosoi Asher Shogak. It's a posik. But without the posik, you'd have to bring that. Right? So it's poshut. Let's explain to you like this. There's no question that the simple way to learn would be that way, which is, a Yediyah Safek is Machayev and Hashem Toli, and therefore, when you have another Safek Achilas Chelev, you have to bring another one, because the first one is taken care of, Yechayev and Hashem Toli for that, now you have a new one. That's the simple way. And the Gemara then jumps to Chatas, the most logical way to explain that, still far cry from being logical, but the most logical way to explain it is that the Gemara holds that, listen, Avada, the Yediyah that you need for Hashem Toli normally is very different than Yediyah you need for a Chatas. Not only that, a Sofik Yediyah cannot be Mechayev a Chatas. And Avada Yediyah cannot be Mechayev an Hashem Toli. So we will never be able to make a cholent of the Yediyahs, because loy loy zek loy zev loy loy kzek loy zev ve'ein tzad hashava b'neihem. There is no tzad hashava b'neihem. They have to be different. The only lachora, the only logical way to learn the Gemara is to say that the Gemara holds the fact that you had a kapora on a Sofik Yediyah, right? The fact that the Torah was Machadish, a Sofik Kapora, a Vaday Kapora, a Sofik Chet, that inherently breaks the continuity of Chet. In other words, one Halama makes that it's one long continuity of Chelev. Right? One Halama, because I ate the Chelev, I know what I'm trying to say is like this. Avada, if there wouldn't be such a thing called Oshem Toli, then we wouldn't have had a Sofik, whether a Sofik Yediyah does anything. Because why should it? It doesn't play a role for a Chatas. Sofik Yediyah doesn't make you Chatas. Shouldn't make, logically, should not play a role. However, since the Torah was Machadish, that there's a Kapor on a Sofik Chet, and that Kapor is called Oshem Toli, therefore, for that reason, once you become Chayiv and Oshem Toli, it breaks the continuity of the Chet. Because this part of the Chet already has a Kapora. Now that you found out you have a Sofik Chelev, and the Torah was Mechadish, Parshas Oshem Toli, so the fact that there's a Kapora on step one of what you did breaks the continuity. Now you ate chaylev again, it's a new aver. So it's really not the idea, it's the kapara. Since there's a kapara for what you've done, that breaks the continuity of the hemshachachet. And that somewhat can make some sense. Because, as I said, the Yediya thing just gets us dizzy. Because the Yediyas are completely different. How could you compare them? But if we take it to this level and we say, well, the Torah was mechadish that there's such a thing called an Hashem Tali on a Suffolk Chet. Therefore, to some degree, what you already did has a kapara, and therefore we don't connect what you did after this. Because it's a new phase. That's a, no. A new chet. Not Suffolk. Not Suffolk. And it's really not the idea of Suffolk that's being mechalek. It's the kapara that's being mechalek. Oh, so number one, that makes some sense in the beginning of the Gemara. Some sense, anyway. It's still a completely new concept that we didn't have till now. And we have great difficulty understanding what forced us to say this big Kiddush. Kan Shana Rebbe. That's the way we're learning. That's Taka, what Rebbe Zeira is saying. Rebbe Zeira is coming in and he's saying, oh, Rebbe says that you chayav in the washam toli when you go and eat chalav again. Kan shana Rebbe, this is what Rebbe is saying. We're still not making, it's not clear yet. What forced him to say that? Why didn't he learn the way we learned at the beginning? Elementary. What do we have to complicate it? Why didn't he say very simple? Rebbe's saying that once you have a suffix yediyah, you chayav in washam toli. Now if you have another suffix chet, you have to bring a new washam toli. Just like by a chatas. You have a yediyah that you chayav a chatas, you do a chet again, you gotta bring another chatas. You can only combine chiyuvim if you didn't become already chayav in the middle. Simple. That would have been, we're not answering that still. Why, for some reason, Rav Zeira came in and Rav Zeira said, you know what? Rebbe is being machadish that once there's a kapora, that breaks the chet. What forced him to say that? What forced him to say that? That's what Zera said. On that, Rava comes and Rava disagrees. Right? Rava comes and Rava disagrees. And Rava turns to Abaya. And now it makes sense why he brought in Yom Kippur. He says, now, if you're going to tell me that any chet that had a kapara already, a potential, not even a kapara, potential for a kapara, already, that makes the next chet to a new one, so Yom Kippur is b'moka mashem toli. Yom Kippur does that. Yom Kippur, in a way, Yom Kippur is better than a Suffolk idea. It's better. Because Yom Kippur actually is mechaper. A Suffolk idea gives you potential to get a kapara, right? You found out you had Suffolk chalav. So now you have potential to bring an Hashem Tali. Now you could bring an Hashem Tali. You didn't bring one yet, but you could. So the potential to bring another Hashem Tali acts as a separation. So Yom Kippur Zecher should be a separation. In other words, if you learn this way, Bechlal is not a leap. When Rava comes to Abaya, and Rava tells Abaya, "Amar Rava b'chanan l'Abaya, ma'i lo'ochal chelev b'yom ha'kippurim, chayiv shtei chatoyes." Right? Lo'ochal chelev b'tei yom ha'kippurim, because I chelev v'acha yom ha'kippurim, yom kippurim ro'o moshum toli, yom chanami d'mevi shtei chatoyes. Ho b'helem echad, achlinen. Yeah. So not only it's not a leap, it's very logical what he's saying. This piece of it is very logical. If the whole idea of Rav Zeira and Abaya was that once there's a kapara in the middle, a potential kapara in the middle, it separates the chiyuvei chatois. So if you have Yom Kippur in the middle, you have mamish kapara. Kapara in the middle. Kapora one ball. Do you have Yom Kippur in the middle? Kippur is a mechab. Mokom Hashem Tali. So now the chalev that you have after Yom Kippur is separated from the chalev you had before Yom Kippur with an actual kapora sofek in the middle. not a potential kapara sofek. Avada kapara sofek. The other way to learn, so this is one way to learn. The other way to learn the Gemara is in the original way that we learned. And then we have a major struggle how to learn Yom Kippur business. What's the Gemara bringing in Yom Kippur? The other way to learn the Gemara is that we're not talking about the Kapara of the Hashem Toli. We're talking about a Yediyah Sofik is considered a Yediyah. And just like it's a Yediyah Lagabi Yosham, it's also considered a Yediyah Lagabi Chatos. So, A, we don't understand that. Why would that be? They're totally different. And B, what's the thing? What's the whole analogy to Yom Kippur? So really, that pshat is very, very difficult. I'm not happy with the first pshat either. But memela, episode goes b'di'evedik. But the second way to learn b'chlal doesn't flow. Now, if you look at Tosfos has a ruach acheres. Tosfos has a little bit of a different approach. At least, and when the Gemara brings in Yom Kippur, Tosfos learns like this. If you're medayik in Tosfos, Tosfos says as follows. He says, "Ela meyata ochol kazayis chelov lufnei yom hakipurim, v'kazayis la'achar yom hakipurim." So Tosfos reads like this: "Tahash deika shtei hashomois." Achilas chelav de lifnei yom hakipurim b'mokim osham. Va'achilas chelav de la'achar yom hakipurim heviyol of osham. Va'hashto iko beiz hashomayz. Hochanami dim noyde lo yachakach al shneim shiyov yishtech hatoiz. Ho'ochlon behelam achas. So far it could be like Rashi, right? But look how Tois ends. Vim kein Shema mino the high klolo kol shechalukim leso. Shari hocha ikabez Hashem was like a kimchad asachas. Very interesting. Tosfos takes away a lot of the bite from this Gemara, the Yom Kippur. Because Tosfos seems to be learning differently. Tosfos is learning, again, we should look at this as three steps, because that'll be much easier to look at it. We have Rebbe. Rebbe comes and Rebbe says that Yediyah Sofik is Mechalek for Hashem Toli. That's all he says. That every time you find out that you may have eaten Chelev, you have another Hashem Toli. And that's Machlokes Tanoim. That's step one. Step two was Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira came in and Rav Zeira said, Kan Shono Rebbe. He says, from Rebbe we see that a Yediyah Sofik would work by a Chatos too. That's where we had our main difficulty. Where in the world did Rav Zeira get that from? That was step two. Then we have a step three. Step three is Rav and Abaye. And the Rav and Abaye seem to be debating what Rav Zeira said, Rav Zeira's Yesoid, but they brought it to a level where they wanted to bring a Raya from the Mishnayos. And Abaye came and Abaye said, I have a Raya from the Mishnah. Forget Rebbe and Rav Zeira's Diyuk in what Rebbe said. The Mishnah says, Kol shechalukim la'ashamos, chalukim l'chatois. That's all. So Abaye and Rav is phase three. They're coming in now and they're discussing whether we have Rayas. On that, Rava tells Abaye that your Raya is not a Raya. Because you want to say that when the Mishnah says, Kol shechalukin l'hatois, chalukin l'ashamois, is referring to, it has everything, it has to be the same. Wherever you bring a separate Asham, you bring a separate Chatos, that cloud can't be 100% wholesome, because we see you have two Hashemites. One is Yom Kippur, it's called one Hashem, and one is the Hashem you bring after Yom Kippur, and yet You only have one chatas. So when he brought in Yom Kippur, he b'chlal wasn't dealing with the lomdus of Rav Zeira and Rebbe, and all, wasn't dealing with that, according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, he was only dealing with one thing. You brought a raya from a Mishnah. You said that the Mishnah says, Kol shechalukim la'ashomos, chalukim l'chatois. I will prove you wrong. Because if somebody ate chalav before Yom Kippur, and he ate chalav after Yom Kippur, the halacha is that he only brings one Hashem Toli because Yom Kippur is in the place of one Hashem Toli. And it's unquestionable that if he would bring a chatas at the end, he would bring one chatas. So you see that we don't say wherever you there's two Hashemites, there's two chatas. Huh? One alum. Huh? Two. Yom Kippur is counted as one. But that's the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara is going is that Yom Kippur b'mokam oshem koi. So Yom Kippur is considered. It's considered that you brought two Hashemites. He's just saying one thing. All he's saying, the way Tosfos is learning, he's just disproving his proof. He's not disproving his logic from Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the logical debate of whether Yediyah Sofik is a Yediyah or Yediyah Sofik is not a Yediyah. That's not on the table. He's the only thing he's disproving is his proof. You wanted to say that we have a Mishnah that seems to say as such, I'll prove to you that that's not a lie. Look at the end of Tosfos. Vim kein shma mino, the high klolo lesser. That rule doesn't apply. Shalihocha yika beis hashomis. That's it. Now if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, Oisei, he also jumps into this machlokes of Rishonim. He obviously sees this as a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And he goes on to say that he feels the Gemara is more meduyik like Rashi. Because the Gemara says when Rava tells Hanan, he says, L'didoch da'amit sofik yediyah mechalekes l'chatois. You see what he says? In other words, Tosfos, in a way, Tosfos makes the Gemara much smoother. Because we can gloss over the logic, because he wasn't a logical issue. Rava was just telling Abaya that you wanted to bring a raya from the Lashon HaMishnah. The Lashon HaMishnah is not a raya. Because the rule of the Mishnah is not consistent anyway. That's all he was saying. So the Shita Mekubetzes points out here that if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, Rava tells Abaya l'didoch ta'amrit yediyah sofik mechalkos l'chatois. That sounds like Rashi. Sounds like he's talking about the Sufik Yediyah. That's what he wants to say. That's how the Shita Mekubetzes wants to say that it fits more with Rashi, the Lashon. The logic would go better with Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, we don't have to scratch our heads. What in the world was Rava's comparison to Yom Kippur? Because it's simple. He wasn't trying to make an analogy to Yom Kippur. He was just showing him that the diak in the Mishnah is not a good diak. Right? But the Shita Mekubetzes is pointing out that the idea suffix, the Gemara uses the language, according to you, that you hold that a idea suffix is a idea. So then, according to you, what would you say over here? Okay. I want to be aimed on another Nakud, which the Nezer HaKodesh is aimed on. And then after that, we'll be able to get this, I think, much clearer. The Nezer HaKodesh also has this Rav Rosen Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He also has this question which we had, which is, what is the Nakuda of the Gemara? Is it the Yediyah Sofik that's making the barrier? Or is it the Ashem Toli that's making the Bari? And he also points out that the Gemara, by the fact that the Gemara goes to Yom Kippur, seems to lead us to the direction that it's the idea that actually is what's it's the Ashem Toli, not the idea, because Yom Kippur there's no idea in between the two. There's no Suffolk idea. But then he makes a Gevaldik Araya. He brings down a Gevaldik Araya. If the Gemara's conclusion, the Gemara brings in Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. We discussed them last week briefly. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish have the same discussion as Abaye and Rav and Rav Zera. If you go to the bottom of the Omud, the Chain Omer Rish Lakish, two lines before it gets wide. Kan Shona Rebbe Yediyah Sofik Mechalkis L'chatoris. The same diyuk that Rav Zera makes, right? Rish Lakish makes. Rav Yechonin Omar, Rav Yechonin comes and he says, Rava's idea. There's no. Ein Yediyah Sofik Mechalkis L'chatoris. Elo Hochi Ketoni. Kishem Shem Hoysel Yediyah Vadai. Maybe I'll call Achas V'Achas. Kach Moise Yediyah Sofik. Maybe Hashem Tori I'll call Achas V'Achas. That's all. The same debate. The same debate that we had on top. Rabbi Yechon, Shlokish have the same debate. Now over here, Rabbi Yechon says, brings a raya. He goes into the Shiloh of Tumas Mikdash. If a guy went into the Beis HaMikdash, he had a Suffolk Yediyah before he went in. Right? And then he went in, he had a Suffolk Yediyah, and then he went in again. Now, by the Beis HaMikdash, by Tumas Mikdash, there's a korban oile v'yoret. You don't bring a chatas kavua. You bring a korban oile v'yoret. By an oile v'yoret, there's no Ashem Toli. Ashem Toli is only by a chatas kavua. Anything which you be chayav a chatas, if you did decisively, if you did a sofik, you bring Ashem Toli. On Tumas Mikdash, there's no Ashem Toli. It's either a chatas, oile v'yoret, or nothing. Okay, now. Says Rav Rosen of Goyim Shavot. He says, if you're going to tell me that the question of Yediyah Suffolk, being a Yediyah or not being a Yediyah, right, is not the Shiloh of the Gemara. The Shiloh of the Gemara is whether the Ashem Toli is the barrier, then what's the Shaychus to Tumas Mikdash? By Tumas Mikdash, there is no Ashem Toli. By Tumas Mikdash, there is no Ashem Toli. As a Mordechai Raya. That's the Nezer HaKodesh's Raya. The Nezer HaKodesh says, from here I have a Raya. That when the Gemara had the debate at the beginning of Yediyah Suffolk being a Yediyah or Yediyah Suffolk not being a Yediyah, the Gemara's debate wasn't what the Ashem Toli. That wasn't the debate. The debate was whether a Suffolk Yediyah is called a Yediyah. And that's why the Gemara was able to make an analogy to Tumas Mikdash. Because by Tumas Mikdash, there is no Ashem Toli. So the only debate could be, is a Suffolk Yediyah a Yediyah or is it not a Yediyah? There cannot be a debate whether the Ashem Toli is a barrier, because there is no Ashem Toli. By Tumas Mikdash, there is no Ashem Toli. So that's his raya. His raya is gewaldic. I think it's a raya she'inol of tshuva. I don't see how you can get out of this raya. It's a raya she'inol of tshuva. Now the Afike Yam points out in his tshuvas that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish really have this machloikis in general about Yediyah. Because those of you that are learning the daf, you probably remember the Gemara here in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos, daf ayin aleph, the Gemara says, Shiloh, what happens if you have Yediyah Mechulik, but it's not between the two Averis? You follow? A person went out to eat one Kazayas Echelev. Then he had another Kazayas Echelev. Then he found out that the first one was Echelev. And then he found out that the second one was Echelev. Does he bring two Chatois? He had a Yediyah in the middle. But not in the middle of the Avera. He had a separate Yediyah for Chalev 1, and then the next day he had a Yediyah for Chalev 2. Both of those Yediyahs came after the consumption of both Kezesim. So he consumed 2 Kezesim of Chalev, and now he had a Yediyah number 1, and then he had Yediyah number 2. How many Chatois does he bring? It may sound familiar to you. It's a daf ayin aleph in the Masech Shabbos. So the Gemara here says like this: Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon and Sovau Yediyah Lachachet Mechalekes. Rabbi Yechon holds 2 Chatois. 2 Chatois. You ate the Kezayis Chelev. You ate a second Kezayis Chelev in 1 Haloma, but then you had Yediyah Kezayis 1, and then you had Yediyah again in Kezayis number 2. The Shlokish says no. The Shlokish Amar, Ein Yediyah Lachar Achet Mechalekes. It's not Mechalek. That's what the Shlokish says. So the Afike Yam says, now what's the Machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish? Machlokes of Yechon and Shlokish is whether the Yediyah, why the Yediyah makes 2 separate Chiyuv and Chatois. Is it because once the Kapara is designated, right? So you can't have another Avera on it. Meaning, once I'm Chayiv Chatos, that's it. Now I can't have any more Averas put onto this Chatos. So now I have to another Chatos. The other way to look at it is no. The idea in the middle separates the Averas. And therefore, they don't qualify for one Chatos. So in other words, there's 2 ways to look at it. One way is that the idea disqualifies the Chet from having one Kapara. And the other way to look at it is, the idea doesn't disqualify the Chet. The idea disqualifies the Chatos. Once I have knowledge, now I'm Chayiv Chatos 1, I can't put any more Averis on this Chatos. Now I know I'm Chayiv Chatos. I can't bring another one on this Chatos. Even though I didn't yet separate the Kol. But since I'm Chayiv Chatos, I can't put in. He says, the Nafkamina, that's the Nafkamina. Reb Yechanan holds that the reason why you have to bring a second Chatos is because once Chatos A was designated as an obligation, it cannot atone for any other Averis. And therefore he holds it's not relevant as when you add the idea in between the 2 Kezesim. Because that's not what the idea has to accomplish. All the idea accomplishes that this Chatos already is full. Cannot be loaded on anymore Averis on this Chatos. Memela, it doesn't make a difference if you had a Yediyah between the Kezesim. Zok Tafike Yam. But Reish Lakish holds that the Yediyah disqualifies the Chet. And therefore, if both Averis were done in 1 Haloma, you just found out first of the first Kezayis and then the second Kezayis. No problem. Because both Averis qualify for 1 Chatos. That's a Machlokes. Okay, so this could actually affect how we view Yediyah Sofik based on the Afike Yam. So what I want to be masbit to you is like this. Clearly Rabbi Yosef Rosen is saying that you see from the end of the Gemara, from Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan makes an analogy to Tumas Migdash, that's a raya, that Yediyah, the question here is Yediyah, not an Asham question. So this is what I would like to suggest, I think, shot here. Going back to step 1, we know that there's a Chiyuv Asham Toli. We know that the Chiyuv Asham Toli is brought when you found out that you did a Sofik Chet. We know. We understood it up until now that the idea is very simple. It works very much like a Chatas. The only difference is the nature of what the carbon is coming for. A Chatas comes for a Vaday Chet, and Asham Toli comes for a Sofik Chet. Otherwise, the mechanics is the same. Same mechanics. And that's why you need a Yediyah Sofek for an Oshem Toli. You need a Yediyah Zvadai for a Chatas Kavua. And that's why we didn't begin to understand what this cholent in our Gemara, this big cholent going from one thing to the other, it seemed mamish mysterious. Right? But there's really another way to learn. The other way to learn is like this. The machlokes is tanoim. When Rebbe comes and Rebbe says that you bring one Oshem Toli, right? And the Chachomim come and they say, and the other Tanoim come and they argue with Rebbe, and they say, no, Shenemar al Shigigosoy asher shogag afilu shkogos habe ein emevi al achas. I think there's two ways to learn what's going on. One way to learn, it's a machlokes, a drasha. Do we hold of this drasha, do we not hold of this drasha? Clearly, without a shadow of doubt, Rav Zeira doesn't hold that that's the shaila. Because then Rav Zeira has nothing to say. It should end right over there and we should go right to the next Mishnah. There's nothing to discuss. If the machlokes is a drasha, whether the Torah is saying bring one Oshem Toli or many Oshem Tolis, there's nothing to talk about. Rav Zeira scrutinized the drasha. The drasha says, really could have said, al shigigosai. It says, al shigigosai asher shagak. The way Rav Zeira understands is like this. A person who has a yediyah sofek in the middle, right? Is that called knowledge? Enough that the next time you have a shkoga, it's called a new shkoga. The machlokes tanoim is not whether you bring one Oshem Toli on many shigogos or not. The machlokes is, what is the Torah's view about somebody who has a knowledge in the middle? What is that? The drosha of shigogosei asher shogak tells you that it's all these multiple shigogos that you've had are called one shkoga. All the shigogos are asher shogak. Gufa, that's gufa the drosha. The drosha is that all the shkogos that were had are all included in the shogak, in the original shogak. By everything. That happens to be over there, we're talking about Oshem Toli. Rebbe says no. What Rebbe basically is saying is that when you have a knowledge in the middle of the suffix chet, that is a barrier in the shkogos. And now it's a new shkogos. It's not a new Oshem Toli. That's not the issue. Memelad is a new Oshem Toli. The way Rav Zeira sees it, Rebbe and the Tanoim, the other Tanoim, all agree that if there were multiple shkogos, there would be multiple Oshemais Toliyim. The machloik, and there's no question that there's a mashmois dor shemika benai. There's a machloik is how to learn the psukim. But Reb Zeira understands that it's not just psukim. It's a yalfusa from the psukim as to what is the gather of the shkoga. So it's not just the Torah saying a chiddush that Oshem Toli has more power than a chatas. Oshem Toli could come on 20 sfeikas and a chatas can only come on one. That's not the chiddush. That would be too big of a chiddush. Rav Zeira understands that the Torah is telling you a more basic chiddush. The Torah is telling you that asher shogag, that all of these sofik chatoim are considered one shkoga, and you could never make them into many shkogas because you never really found out. You never really found out. And that knowledge that you may have done a chet is not enough knowledge to say that you made a new mistake. You're on a roll. You're on a roll. You're making mistakes. It's all one. The Torah views it as one shogak. It's beautiful. It's gewaldic. So now Rav Zera comes and he says, well, this is not really an Oshem Toli debate. This is a Shkoga debate. It's a drosha, but the drosha is not an Oshem Toli drosha. The drosha is Shigigosoy Asher Shogag. Does a knowledge of a Safek Chen in the middle, is that considered enough knowledge? Right? That when you make the mistake again, it's called a new mistake. That's what the Torah happens to be talking about over there. Vaday is Vaday. But the point is that we understood it to begin with, that the Machloikis Rebbe and all the Tanoim is all a pasuk. We took on for granted that everybody agrees logically it's many shkogos. And the pasuk is telling you that no, in spite of it being many shkogos, only one Hashem told. I'm saying no. Rav Zera comes, Rav Zera says that's unacceptable. What's really happening is that Rebbe is saying that if you have a Sofik Yedi in the middle, you bring another Hashem Toli because it's a new Shkoga. And those that argue with Rebbe argue because they learned the Pasuk to be telling you that a Sofik Yediyah doesn't make it into a new Shkoga. Al Shigigosoi Asher Shogag. It's not that the Torah is saying one Hashem Toli the way it reads, simple. One Hashem Toli for many Shkogas. No. One Shkoga for many Shkogas. You follow? One Shkoga for many Shkogas.
It can't be called a Shkoga anymore? Because it can no longer be called a Shkoga.
If it would be, what I'm saying is that if it would be a new Shkoga, then there'd be a new Hashem Toli. So the Machloikis Tanoim is whether this is one Shkoga or multiple Shkogas. Comes with Zer and he says, if that's the case, then it should have the same effect on the Chatas. What? It has to be that way. It has to be that way because the Chiyuv Chatas is based on Shkoga. Halomos Machalkos, the reason why Halomos Machalkos is because it's a new Shkoga. So if it's a new Shkoga, it's a new Shkoga. If you're going to tell me that knowledge of a suffix makes a new forgetting, so it's a new forgetting, it doesn't matter how much you forgot. You forgot, and then you found out for sure, you forgot. If it's enough knowledge to trigger a new forgetting, it's all a Shkoga issue. It's not an Oshem Toli issue. Right, exactly. That's precisely what Rava holds. Precisely what Rava holds. Now, Abaya comes. This is what we have to understand. This, I believe, is Rav Zera. Abaya comes, and Abaya, now we can integrate what Tosfos is saying as well. Abaya comes, and Abaya says, listen, it has to be that way. It has to be that way. The reason why it has to be that a Yediyah Sofik creates new Shgogos, it has to be, is because the only alternative you have is to learn like exactly like Moshe wants to say. The only alternative you have to say is to say, well, Oshem Toli, what's called a Shgoga, a new Shkoga by Oshem Toli, is different than what's called a new Shkoga by Chatas. That's the only alternative you have. Because Rav Zera, what Rav Zera said is simple. Rav Zera is saying that what the machloik is between Rebbe and the other Tanoim is whether it's one Shkoga or multiple Shkogas. That's the machloik is. Right? And Abaye and Rava are not disputing that. Abaye and Rava are agreeing to Rav Zera that the machloikis between Rebbe and the other Tanoim is whether a Sofik Yediyah triggers multiple Shkogas. There's no machlokes about that. The only alternative is to say much like you were trying to say, which is that maybe the shgaga, the Torah was mechadesh this concept only by Hashem Toli. And by a regular chatas, maybe the way the shgogas work is different. So then what you're really saying is, the shgogas are the shgogas, what's called the idea, and a new shgoga is different. So he says, that can't be, Abaya tells Rav. Because if that's the case, that belongs in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, and that's what he said, the apple is worthy of the Sophic Mechalakas. He's not a diet, the idea of Sophic A Mechalakas, the Chatos. The Chatos Achas, maybe, which means that for Chatos, it's called one long struggle. And for Hashem Tolu, it's called, I forget. For Hashem Tolu, for Chatos, it's called one struggle. For Hashem Tolu, it's called multiple struggles. So then, Hotanya, Chloe, Shodobo. Kol Shechalukim Bechatois, Chalukim Bechatois. So it's mashma that the shkogos work the same. If you're telling me that the shkogos work differently, then the klal of the Mishnah doesn't work. That's what Abaya told Rav. Now, the way we're learning, we answer the Shita Mekubetzes kasha. Abaya is not coming to say something new, that it's the Oshem Toli that's being mechalak. No, he agrees it's the idea. He agrees it's the idea. No question. But Abaya is just telling Rava, if you're right that there's a different policy, what's called multiple forgettings by an Oshem Toli, than there is by a Chatas, then the Mishnah shouldn't say the rule is that they're the same. That was his whole question. So he wasn't changing course. He was agreeing. He was just saying that comes Rava, and Rava tells Abaya, what do you mean? The rule of the Mishnah is anyway not wholesome. The Mishnah anyway just means to make a general idea, which perhaps reads more like whatever makes you chayav a chata separates from a chatas, whatever makes you chayav an Hashem Toli separates from Hashem. That's the way Rava would loosely read what the Mishnah means when it says Chloe Shildover, and Rava says, I'll prove it to you. Because if you're right, then why didn't the Mishnah discuss also the fact that Yom Kippur, the fact that this chilek of Yom Kippur, where there would be a different barrier, this kind of a barrier, of an Hashem Toli in the middle. And why didn't the Mishnah discuss this? The reason why the Mishnah didn't discuss is the Mishnah's not talking about this. Mishnah's not talking about this kind. The Mishnah's only talking about a generic rule. The Mishnah's not talking about specifically the consistency between Oshem Toli. Over here on Yom Kippur, how many Oshem Toliim are you chayev? Be'etzem. You chayev one Oshem Toli for what you did before Yom Kippur, and you get your kapara for it. It's not a choice. What ends up happening is when Yom Kippur goes by, you end up having two Hashem Toluim. It's not that you have to do it, it's what happens. What happens is, Yom Kippur goes by, you get a kapara for first Hashem Toluim, and then the Suffolk Chela that you ate after Yom Kippur, you bring another Hashem Toluim. So it's not a question of whether you're Mechuyiv or you're not Mechuyiv. That's what happens. What happens is, you have two Hashomeis Toluim. So if you're going to tell me to read the Mishnah, anytime there are two Hashomeis, there are two Chatois, then anytime you have Yom Kippur in the middle, right? You should have to bring two Chatois. Which obviously you don't. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, and now we don't have to go and say this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. There's no machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's very, so again, let's just read this clearly. Rebbe and Rav Zeira, when Rebbe comes and Rebbe says his statement, and Rav Zeira comes and qualifies Rebbe's statement. Rav Zeira is basically saying it's like this. The fact that Rav Zeira said, that Rebbe said that you have to bring several hashamas, and he rejected the drosha of al shigigose asher shagag, because Rebbe rejected the concept that a sofik yediyah doesn't create a new shkoga. And that's why Rebbe rejected the drosha of the Tanoim. If that's the case, and it's a new shkoga, so that translates to a new chatas as well. Period. Abaya be'etzem agrees that that's the case. That Rav Zeira, that Rebbe was saying that it's called several shigogos. He's not arguing with that. But Abaya is just saying, I think we have to separate. I think that there's a distinction between what Rav is saying, I hold there's a distinction between what's called a shkoga, a new shkoga by Ashem Tali, and what's called a new shkoga by a chatas. So Rav and Abaya are not arguing about what the machloikis Rebbe and other Tanoim is, whether Sufik Yediyah makes a new shkoga. They're not arguing about that. What they're arguing about is, do we now take that same rule and say, just like it makes a new shkoga by an Oshem Toli, who adina makes a new shkoga by a chatas? So Rav Zeira says yes. Abaya goes along with Rav Zeira. And Rava rejects that. Abaya tells Rav Zeira, tells Rava, you have to agree with Rav Zeira. You know why? Because the Mishnah says that there's a rule. Whatever is a machalik by a chatas is machalik by an osham. And therefore, you can't tell me that there are different types of shkogas. Either it is or it's not. That's the Mishnah. Logically, I agree with you, Rava, that we can make distinctions. But the Mishnah says it's the same. Comes Rava, and he tells Abai, I have a posha techap. I have a posha techap. I have a case where you have several ashamos. Bal korchach. You went ahead and you ate chelev before Yom Kippur. Right? Safek chelev. You had no yediyah in the middle. You had no yediyah in the middle. And now Yom Kippur comes. You have a kapur. You don't need a yediyah to create the... You have a kapur. Now you had safek chelev beginning after Yom Kippur. You have to bring an Hashem Tolim. So how many Hashemis did you have? Two. So now... That's not a question. Rev Zeira, Rebbe, the other Tanoim, Abaya, Rava. Everybody agrees. There's no debate. This is a historical fact. If you had Chelev before Yom Kippur, and Chelev after Yom Kippur, and it was a Sufik, what you have is two Ashamas. Right? So now, you should have two Chatos. If Abaya, if you're right, that the Mishnah doesn't allow for any discrepancy, and the Mishnah is saying there's a rule, it's like a bulletproof rule. Anytime two Hashamos, two Chatos, then it would also include this crazy case of Yom Kippur. Obviously it doesn't. Is a raya that the rule is not bulletproof. Oh, so now you can already read it like me? So, and that's Taka what he was saying. The Mela Rashi also could learn that way. Because after all, the main machloikas Abaya v'Rava is whether Yediyah Suffolk is considered a Yediyah for a Chatas. That is the main machloikas. That is the main machloikas. And that's why when Rashi says, how could you say Yediyah Suffolk? I am Kippur. Because that is the machloikas between Rav and Rav Zeira, Rav and Abaya. It's just that Rav is proving him, you Abaya really agree with me. You are telling me that really there should be a different rule for the shkogas of Ashem Toli and the shkogas of a chakas. You're just saying the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says a klal kol shechalukim l'chatois chalukim l'ashamos. Says you're wrong about that klal. Because I'll give you a case where you have two Hashemites where it's nothing to do with a Yediyah. You have two Hashemites because that's the way the calendar works. The calendar sanctions two Hashemites. Okay? Because Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is an Oshem Tole. Actually, B'chaim talks about this Barichas, that Yom Kippur is an Oshem Tole. It's promotion carbon. So Yom Kippur is like an Oshem Tole for Klal Yisrael on any Sufik Chet. So Yom Kippur goes by, that's one Oshem Tole. And then you had a Kazayas Chelev after Yom Kippur, Sufik Kazayas, not an Oshem Tole. Ham Nichatoy Seichai. One. Be'etzem, if we were being Mechayev you, an Oshem, we'd also only Mechayev one Oshem. You follow what I'm saying? He's not saying that Yom Kippur, it's like two chiyuv and nothing to do with that. He's just saying, Mitzias. Yom Kippur goes by, how many Hashemites do you have? Two. That's all. There is no chiyuv Hashem Tali. It's not that there's a new chiyuv Hashem Tali Yom Kippur. No. One Hashem is Yom Kippur, one Hashem is after Yom Kippur. Two Hashemites. Those two Hashemites equal two chatos and one chatos. One chatos. So your rule doesn't apply. You're telling me that there's a rule. There's one rule. It's a very small kitzvah shulchan aruch. Kol shechalukim lachatoyes, chalukim lahashomis.
There's obviously an exception to the rule.
It's not just exception. Obviously the rule has to be read differently. Once the rule is not read the way you're reading it, so it's open for interpretation. The rule could be the way I just said it. Any idea which is machalik, any idea which is machai v'chatas is machalik v'chatoyes, so too any idea which is machai v'nashom is machalik hashomis. You follow?
The simple way. The way
simple! But Abaye is saying, no, the rule is, it's a rule. If it's a rule, I'm going to give you a case where you have two Hashemites against your will. There are two Hashemites because that's what happens to you. There's two Hashemites. Yom Kippur is one Hashem and you have another Hashem. How many Chatois are you chayv? One. The Emes, how many Chatois, how many Hashemites are you chayv? Also one. You follow? Even the case of Yom Kippur, how many Hashemites say that was the whole struggle we had. We asked, what do you mean? If the guy had no Yediyah before Yom Kippur, and he only had a Yediyah after Yom Kippur, after the second eating, so he only had one Chiyuv Hashem. He didn't. That's good for what I'm trying to tell you. When we started this whole sugya, we had a major difficulty. We asked, Yom Kippur is not a Yediyah. Yom Kippur comes, you don't have a chiv to bring the Hashem Tali because Yom Kippur came? Let's say Yom Kippur wouldn't be Mechayev Hashem Tali. There's nothing to do with that. Yom Kippur is not a Yediyah. Yom Kippur is Mechaper without a Yediyah. Technically, the guy that had Sufik Chelev before Yom Kippur and Sufik Chelev after Yom Kippur, how many Hashemites did he need? One. How many Hashemites did he get? Two. You follow? He got more than he bargained for. He didn't need two Hashemites. He only had one. That was Rava's whole riot, Abaye. Abaye, if you're right, then I will give you a case where you get two Hashemites where you don't need them. So Zechadir is no two Chatois. You don't need two Hashemites. You get them even though you don't want them. Doesn't make a difference. That's his whole point. If you're going to tell me that the Mishnah reads Kol shechalukin l'chatois chalukin l'hashomis means anytime there's two Hashemites, there's two Chatois, it will even include a case where you don't need two Hashemites, but you got them anyway. And there, it's definitely not a machalik for Chatos, right? What are you going to tell me? You got a bonus. What you got basically was a bonus Hashem Tov. That's what you got. You come to Beis Hamikdash with your Hashem Toli, the Kohen goes, guess what, you're a lucky guy. You got two Hashem Tolis. You got the Yom Kippur one and you got this one. This one also covers the Chelev that you ate before. Because you only had one Yediyah. You didn't have a Suffolk Yediyah between the two. So really, this Hashem Toli now that you're bringing after Yom Kippur covers both. Potentially. You just don't need it, but the Kohen says, you've already got. You got one on that one. So there, for sure, you wouldn't be chayiv to chatois, because you're not even chayiv to hashamos. That's his whole raya. You're not even chayiv to hashamos. So it can. So therefore, the Mishnah cannot be read anytime there's multiple hashamos, there's multiple chatois. That doesn't read. That's what you're saying. It's gevaldik. Okay.